This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. The public comment period on the EPA settlement with Exxon is now open. Patrick Foley with the EPA explains what the agreement, which involves air pollution by 8 Exxon facilities in Texas and Louisiana, includes.
The company has agreed to install what we call flare gas recovery systems. These requirements will cost about $300 million to implement, but they'll have significant reductions in air pollutants.
The settlement includes some Louisiana-specific penalties.
The company will also pay a civil penalty of $2.5 million, with $470,000 of that going to the state of Louisiana. They'll also pay a $2.5 million amount to undertake supplemental environmental projects.
Louisiana DEQ Secretary Dr. Chuck Carr Brown says the settlement is providing a much-needed tool for keeping track of hazardous emissions.
Our portion of that settlement is actually geared towards a beneficial environmental project, which includes the purchase of a mobile air monitoring lab.
The lab is a van equipped with sampling devices, spectrographic analysis equipment, and computers that can calculate what's in the air, water, or soil on the spot. Carr says as soon as the settlement is finalized, they'll move forward on purchasing the lab.
We've earmarked about $1.4 million for that particular lab. We've developed the specs, and a bid should be going out relatively soon. We actually expect to have that lab on site here in Louisiana by early second quarter of 2018, the April-May timeframe of next year.
For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, providing access, advocacy, and advice in governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations. Learn more at sostrategy.com.